Hi, I'm Travis, and the last song I listened to was Heaven Sent by Molly Grace.
Happy Pride. I'm Emma, and the last song I listened to was Misery Business by Paramore.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I miss that song.
I'm in the business of misery. Let's take it from the top.
Hi, gay. Happy Pride Month. It's Pride Month.
It's Pride Month. Hooray, gays.
Also, welcome back to the podcast. We had 32 people listen last week, which means our audience literally fucking doubled.
Literally such a slay. I cannot believe.
We're famous. Do you have any pregnancy updates?
Oh, yeah. Ladies, I'm 13 weeks pregnant, and the way a blood clot just found its way out of me yesterday, I'm talking like the size of a golf ball.
I don't like
the
that.
Size of a beauty blender. And so I panicked, right? I go to the doctor. She like has the ultrasound that's in the room, which is not like a formal ultrasound. But she's like just looking to see if the baby's there, you know what I mean? And the way he was doing gymnastics, he was doing somersaults, he was twirling around, he was perfectly fine. And she was like, oh yeah, everything's fine. You're good. Just come back for a formal ultrasound. Also, still have no control over my emotions. Am still yelling at everyone.
Perfect.
Can't smell raw meat or meat cooking. So really? Gross. So gross.
That's so oddly specific.
Yeah. My sense of smell is like really peaked. Like it's like really sensitive, I would say.
I feel like you've always had a very sensitive sense of smell though.
Yeah, I do. But it's like I couldn't go to sleep one night because I cooked onions on the stove.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I couldn't go to sleep. It was so bad. I, like, put a candle in my face. Like, it was so bad.
Amazing.
Apparently very normal.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, it's like a hormonal thing. Just like everything else in pregnancy, that's the answer to everything.
Does raw meat smell different from cooked meat?
Yes, mama.
Oh.
Like, I unwrap the meat to cook it, and I'm like, ugh! And then I smell it cooking and I'm like, ugh. And so I've been turning on the vent, like in the microwave, the vent fan.
No.
Oh, well, under your microwave, there's a vent fan and it like just sucks up all the steam from.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't cook. So yeah. That's never been a.
Not a concern for
I
you.
Turned on. Not right. A huge concern.
It's also very loud.
Cute.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Well, I'm happy the baby's okay.
Yeah.
So my dad taught me how to change my oil earlier this week.
Nothing I've ever wanted to know how to do.
He was like, so he's got like the whole setup in his barn, like with the car lift and like the whole thing. And he was like, hey, stop paying to change your oil. I'll change it for you. And I was like, okay, great. Love that. And then he goes, do you want to change your oil today? And I was like, not.
No.
Do you mean by, do I want to change my oil? Do I want you to change my oil? And he goes, no. I'm going to show you how to do it so you can, like, know how to do it when I'm gone. And I was like.
Oh, I know how to do it. You drive to the Honda.
Also that. But, like, he's got this obsession with, like, planning for his death that, like.
Oh, yeah. You kind of just have to lean into that.
Yeah. His succession planning right now is car maintenance. And so he teaches me how to do it. It was cool. I don't ever need to do it again. I'm okay.
No, I do think the vision of like, you had the car lift, so it's not the same, mm-hmm. but like the vision of like a tanned muscular man sliding out from under a cart on a skateboard because he's changing the oil
right.
is very hot.
It Love is, that. But it's not who I am.
No. I want to see that. I don't want to be that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, there's that. Okay. Also, I went to a yoga class this week. I found that I'm not flexible. I'm not, I don't have a sense of balance. And then at one point, the yoga teacher, who was really, really cool and like everything you want a yoga teacher to be, like she's just like a very cool girl. She just got back from a yoga retreat in Canada. She's beautiful. she's like teaching the class and she looks me dead in the face and it's like super dim lights and she goes, and your pose might not look like your neighbor's pose and that's okay. And you just have to take what you can, or take what serves you from this and then just listen to your breath. And I wanted to kill myself in that moment because I was just like, God,
I feel like the only way to get better at it and to be flexible and have balance is to just keep doing it, unfortunately.
I agree. It's like podcasting. You just keep trying and you get better.
Yeah. Have you seen the YouTube yoga flows? Because honest to God, I love them so much. There are millions of yoga YouTubers, mm-hmm. and they will, it's just like having an instructor, but it's like on your TV or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're amazing. They're so good. Side note, have you seen that Pilates instructor on TikTok who's like jacked and like a football coach?
No, but I want to see this.
Oh my God. I don't even remember her name or I would show you right now. She's so insane and intense. And I guess she does like multiple classes a day. She's jacked.
Do you ever get these constant emails that are like, we've authorized a $4,000 payment from your PayPal? And I'm like, I don't fucking have PayPal.
I've been getting so many texts about you have an unpaid traffic ticket. Oh, shut up.
That is absolutely like the new scam that's going on. And the way that I'll text them back and be like, hey, they don't call it the Department of Motor Vehicles in Indiana. It's called the Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
Also, this is an iMessage. This came from an iPhone.
So we're at Emma's house today. We stopped recording at the library because
Jack's on summer vacation.
Yeah, and I have a song that he sang, and I'll put it in at some point. It's my favorite thing, but there's nothing he loves more than being on a microphone and like having the attention of the masses.
He loves a spotlight regardless of what it is. It doesn't matter, it's really perfect. Did you look at that insane Pilates woman?
No, I
sent right her now. To you.
TikTok. Oh, her. Do you know who she reminds me so much of?
Who?
Jamie from the gym. She's really beautiful. She's the one that used to meal prep for me.
I wish I could meal prep. Nothing in this life will have me eating chicken I cooked 5 days ago. I just can't.
You have to do it every like 2 or 3 days. It doesn't work if you for five straight, or like if you prep 5 days worth.
But like, yeah. But like I don't even eat my leftovers. Like I have a really hard time with that.
I get that.
And I just can't do it.
I'm similar in that way. I don't like, unless it's like chili or beef stew, I'm not interested in having leftovers.
Well, there are things that like get better if they've been in the fridge for a couple days. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Most soups, I would argue. But like leftovers from a restaurant, mm-mm. No, mama. I'm bringing them home as a performance to let the waiter know that I enjoyed my meal. Mm-hmm. I will not be consuming it at home. I'm gonna get canceled for this, but even like a steakhouse, like somewhere we paid $300 for dinner, I am not eating my leftovers. Oh,
the way that I'll go to a steakhouse and there's not a goddamn crumb left on the table, like I don't give them the opportunity to let me have leftovers.
Some of them I can do that, but like,
but like not at the Cheesecake Factory. You can't handle that. That's too much food.
No, it's too much food. And also, there are some steakhouses that are giving you way too much food. The one in Carmel, no free promo.
Please sponsor us.
But it ends with Chop House. Mm-hmm.
My favorite
Their
place.
Their portions are so ginormous.
I know, and I will go home immediately after eating there and be in a complete and total coma, but it's like I died happy.
Yeah, but like I'm there and I'm like, we don't come here all the time. So I'm going to have appetizer, entree, and every side that looks delicious to me. And I'll take 3 bites of each of those.
That's a waste, goddammit.
I know, but that's what Kenny's for. He's like a vacuum.
I am too. I get that.
It's beautiful.
One of my favorite places on God's green earth has gained one of my favorite people, Bethany Frankel, moved to Miami.
Oh my God. And she's never been hotter.
Did you see the swim week thing? Okay.
Yes. She's looks stunning.
Yeah.
Her body aside, this hair color on her.
I love it.
This like warm, like
honey brown.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like just on the verge of being blonde, but it's still brunette.
She looks so good.
Stunning, stunning, stunning. I want to kiss her on the mouth. So good. So good.
She's aging backwards. She's my hero. Like, genuinely her ass? My hero. Yeah. And the way that she had her ass out.
She was in a thong, mama.
She said, here it is.
But world. Her ass was up to the nape of her neck. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. She
I also didn't know she was 54.
Good.
I had no idea.
She is 54 and her body looks better than mine.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Stunned.
But she walked in Miami Swim Week and it was her first runway ever for the Sports Illustrated swimsuit runway show. And apparently people had some shit to say about it, like how, like, insinuating that she has an eating disorder, and she's been very public about she doesn't. She's just always been thin. Like,
yeah.
She also founded a fucking brand called Skinny Girl.
Yeah, like,
fuck you.
I'm so sorry, but we just said she's 54, and like that generation of women has never known anything but be skinny, be skinny, be skinny, be skinny. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, of course she's been thin her whole life. She's been trying to be thin her whole life.
Right.
And she made it this far, mama. Like, what is the problem?
Well, I also think that talking that way about her is super problematic, because in one of her books, she talked about her mom, like, struggling with eating disorders for most of her life when she was around. And, like, fuck you. Like, she looks great. It's not a conversation I'm willing to participate in with these people. Fuck you.
She doesn't look like... I'm looking at the pictures again right now. She's thin. Don't get me wrong. She is skinny.
Yeah, she's skinny girl.
But
yeah.
She's not like...
There's not a
scary
problem.
Scary skinny. Yeah. I mean, we've seen models for years and years and years now.
Right.
That are like terrifying. I was about to say a name, but we're not going to do that. We're not bringing down women here.
No.
That are like terrifyingly skinny, like look like they're about to fall over and collapse. She doesn't look like that. She looks strong.
She looks perfect. And anyone that says anything else can fuck right off.
Like, you can tell she goes to the gym. She looks strong.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like bones. I think everyone should fuck off. Also, I love that her daughter said that she was so proud of her.
I do too. I'm really happy for Bren, and I'm proud of Bren. Like, I love that.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
I also love that Bethany at 54 is like, I guess I'm gonna go be a model today. Like, fuck yeah.
Moving on.
Tom Girardi is going to prison.
I saw that. I'm going to be so honest with you. I never watched his stint on Real Housewives.
He didn't miss much with him.
What I will tell you is that the picture they chose for the article looks nothing like what he looks like right now. Because I saw a video this morning of him walking out of sentencing. And he literally looks like he's on the brink of death. He looks like Jimmy Carter.
Right. Well, he's 82, 84 years old, something like that.
No, he's like 86.
Yeah, you're right, 86. He's 85 now. He's on the way to be sentenced on his 86th birthday, which I think is so kind. Because the prosecutors are pushing for 14 years, so he won't be out of prison until he's 100, ostensibly. But, yeah, so he's going to prison.
Hey, mama.
What?
You missed something.
What?
He was sentenced yesterday to 7 years.
I thought, hang on.
Tom Girardi, former Real Housewives husband, sentenced to 7 years. One day ago.
Oh.
Well, on his 86th birthday, which was yesterday.
Oh.
Sentenced to 7 years on his 86th birthday.
I put that on the list like 3 days ago, so that's fair. That whole thing, I feel troubled about. So for people that don't know, a little bit of context about Tom Girardi. So he was the Aaron Brockovich lawyer is like who he was in his
claim to fame.
Real life, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was out there, like, actually, like, fighting the good fight, changing lives, like, winning cases for the underdog. He married Erica Jane, who was one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and it's the only reason I know who Tom Girardi is. They were 30, or she was 33 years younger than Tom when they got married, but they stayed married for 20 years, so, like, I'll buy that she loved him. I mean, the money probably didn't hurt, but, like, she talked a lot about, like, how much she respected him and how, like, how smart he was and, like, she, I mean, worshipped the ground the man walked on. But the money probably didn't hurt that situation.
No, I don't think she would have learned to love that ground if the money wasn't there. No. And that's fine. The man's 33 years older than you. Yeah. He needs to have a little something.
For sure.
To make up for that gap.
But what he also had, in addition to that something, was stealing money from literal widows and orphans of people that died in plane crashes, that got blown up in a gas pipe explosion in California, was taking their money. And if you ever watch a documentary on Hulu, it's called The Housewife and the Hustler. There are, like, voicemails that he would leave people, and it's so creepy to hear him be like, no, 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 I'm the good guy. I'm one of the good guys. Like, your money's coming, and it's so fucked up to listen to. And he was running a literal Ponzi scheme.
Ew. Ew, ew, ew. What? I just don't get it. If you're going to be 80-something years old, you're telling me Aaron Brockovich's lawyer didn't have a savings account? Like, what are you stealing for? Fucking go on vacation. Retire.
So that was the thing, is a lot of people in the very beginning of this blamed Erica Jane because, like, she had that whole... I mean, Erica Jane's been around since, like, 2008. And, like, I very vividly remember playing her at Abercrombie before I knew who she was. And I was like, oh, I love this. But a lot of people were like, yeah, he poured $25 million into her singing career. And I was like, of course he did. That's what he did. That's not Erica Jane's fault. And she thought the money was there because they also had fucking planes. Like, you don't pour $25 million into something if you don't think you have it.
Yeah.
But, like, he was spending more money than he had because he had, like, I mean, between him and I think Keese is the other lawyer. I mean, he's not making the kind of money that was portrayed that he was making. It was all stolen.
I mean,
allegedly. Well, not allegedly because he was found guilty. But
I don't know. It was just so much hotter when Jen Shah did it. I don't know.
Well, we won't be writing him letters in prison, but I'm still open to the idea of writing Jen Shah a letter for sure.
I would love to converse with Jen Shah. I would love to know what she thinks of Elizabeth Holmes.
I want to know if they're friends, because, you know, they're, like, doing yoga and shit together.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures of them together, and I'm like, I want to know the tea. Like, do you actually like her? Like, how is prison? How is everything holding up? I want to know the tea.
I imagine she's holding it down there, like, the way that she would hold it down on Salt Lake City, where she would, like, slam a door and be like, don't fucking talk about my family!
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
I think she is probably running that prison, which is beautiful.
1,000%. I'll put that on the list for next week to see how she's, like, if there are any stories about that.
Yeah, we need to.
BravoCon tickets just went live. Take a wild guess on how much a general admission ticket is to BravoCon.
$700.
$672. Wow. For access to the Caesars Forum.
Oh my god. They know the gays have money. Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen, please sponsor us so I can come too.
I love you, Andy Cohen. I'm calling you a bitch out of love and being poor.
The VIP experience is $1,463.52. The pre-sale went live 47 minutes ago. It's already sold out.
The VIP is sold out?
Yes.
Oh my god.
That is wild.
That's less expensive than I thought it was going to be fair.
They were much more expensive a couple of years ago, I think. I think they finally figured out, A, don't have it in New York where it's prohibitively expensive to, like, do anything but walk around the city.
Yeah.
B, don't have it be so wildly expensive that Bravo's core fan base can't show up.
Yeah.
We're going next year.
Okay.
That's on the list. How do you feel about Target right now?
It's not just Target. It's every company that has reneged on the DEI initiatives. Mm-hmm. I think they are so shitty. They are so stupid. And they're going to lose so much business. I don't think they have a real idea how much money they're making off of people affected by DEI.
Well, that, and I also think, I think I'm more angry about Target because Target is just where gay people felt safe. Like, it's weird to say that out loud, but, like, I used to love Target.
I don't know. Every Pride Month at Target, and listen, as a bisexual girl, I know it's not for me, right? I have a straight boyfriend. It's not for me. I get it. It always felt like pandering to me. It always felt like they were pandering really? To the gays. Yes.
Oh, well, maybe I was just pandered to extremely. And I didn't know. Extremely.
And listen, I loved Target.
Right.
Just like everybody else, I would love to just roam around the aisles and get what I wanted and feel clean. And luxurious.
And you had your Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah, you have everything. They have popcorn. You could get an icy if you wanted
right.
to.
Right.
Yeah, you get some clothes, you fuck around and get some lotion, you get some groceries if you're at the Super Target.
Yes. Storage for things. Why
yeah,
not?
Get yeah. some bins. Get some but, like, that is not as exclusive or luxurious an experience for me to not be turned off by them being homophobic and weird.
Right. And I don't think that they're necessarily homophobic, but what I do think is that they are rolling right over for this administration, and it's just like, oh, okay, so you don't actually care about us. I think that, like, the indifference is
I would
what
argue that
me.
Is homophobic.
Okay,
because here's the thing. If you're gonna go so hard every year, mm-hmm. because listen, there was no rule under DEI that they had to celebrate Pride to that extent every single year.
No.
They didn't have to create clothes. They didn't have to create signs. Mm. Hold on. Okay. There was no rule saying they had to create all of those clothes or they had to create all of those signs or that they had to make a Pride bikini mm-hmm. and Pride swim trunks and Pride everything. There was no rule saying they had to do that. Mm-hmm. So it is weird to me that just because DEI goes away, which really had nothing to do with that whole
sure.
initiative, you are automatically taking all of that away.
Right.
It's like you were looking for an excuse. It's like a girl at college who's like, seems like she's pretty cool. She's pretty okay. She celebrates the gays until she's at a fraternity. Mm-hmm. And then she's saying the F slur. That
fair.
Is what it gives.
Okay.
That's
okay.
what it
that's
gives.
Fair.
And I would argue that girl and Target are homophobic.
Okay. Now we know.
I have no tolerance for it. I think it's so stupid. I think we've forgotten why DEI is there in the first place. People
right.
have been fucked over for centuries, literally. And so we put in an initiative to make the playing field more equal.
Right.
And people are celebrating that that's gone. I just don't
it is weird
get
to me.
It.
But I think what's weirder is that despite all that, they had a Pride collection this year.
They did?
Yes. They released a sad little Pride collection that's like the most uncomfortably awkward stuff, except for one thing that was a little U-Haul truck that, like, I would go to Target to buy if they weren't canceled right now.
I mean, that's kind of cute for the lesbians.
I loved it so much. Yeah. But, like, the rest of it was so bad. To the point where on the tags, like, this was such mm-hmm. an afterthought. On the tags, they didn't even really, like, get rid of the lorem ipsum body copy thing, like, for, like, the graphic design
yeah.
of it. So it just says, lorem ipsum, like, whatever. And, like, I'm just like, you literally didn't think a goddamn thing about this. Fuck you, Target.
I mean, listen, if we're being honest, the Pride stuff has always been a little corny at Target, right? Like, it's always been a little out there, if you will. But, like, that, why did they even try? Why did they even do that?
I think, well, partially because they have seen, so $12 billion in market cap. Their stock's down 27% from January. And I think they're saying, oh, well, we fucked up really bad. They fucked around and found out, literally. And now they're like, oh, well, like, let's throw the gays a bone. And they didn't do it right.
Well, like, why even do that? Like, if stand on business or don't. I just don't understand. Like, I don't know a single gay that's going to be convinced by your weird rainbow jersey.
No.
But that then, like, you're a good company again.
Well, then you have the fucking CEO coming out being like, you have no idea how hard it's been. They really reacted badly to us saying that we didn't care about minorities. Fuck you. Like, fuck you. You little fuck.
What do you mean? They used to have, like, all the skin tone things. Mm-hmm. Like, they were all about that. They were all about representing everyone.
Yeah.
And having a big plus size section.
Well, and they, like, and were like, at the forefront of bringing in, like, black owned businesses. Like, yes! like small businesses.
And they would highlight them. Yes. Yeah.
And I'm like, why the fuck did you, like, you couldn't have done worse after that was all said and done.
I don't know. It's like they don't know their audience.
But you know who does know their audience is Jamal Bryant, Giselle's ex-husband, who is coming out and making his entire, or not making, but he's like leading a boycott of his entire church against. Oh, yeah. He's been on CNN talking about it.
I've seen him on CNN, but I didn't see him about Target.
Yeah. And I saw the Chiron that said Jamal Bryant, and I was like, that's his name's Giselle's ex-husband. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's Grace and Angel's dad. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's Target, and they can go fuck themselves as far as I'm concerned. I used to love, like, nothing more than to go to Target and push a cart around for, like, hours on end and spend $300 every time I went in there. I was happy to do it. It was a privilege to do it. Now, I wouldn't piss on the building if it was on fire.
No.
That's where I'm at.
I did kind of soft launch my Target boycott early by moving where I moved.
Because the Target up here. Worst Target is on God's green earth.
Yes. Yeah. The Target here is so Walmart-esque.
It's bad.
I don't know if it's a staff thing. It can't be a staff
thing.
No, it's
the building itself, because their turnover rate
is insane. I've never seen the same people there twice. But also, they're just weird. Like, I did a mobile order one time, and I went to pick it up, right? Normal things. They said they found everything, like, on my app.
Mm-hmm.
But then the guy comes and gives me my stuff, and I'm like, oh, this is missing. And he's like, well, I couldn't find it back there.
Oh.
Like, in my order, packed up. And I was like, okay, friend. Well, how am I supposed to get a refund if I say that you gave it to me? No! I went into the store, and I explained the whole thing, and she gave me a refund. Oh. And then said that, yeah, it's just, like, really disorganized back there. So, like, I don't know.
Is it?
What? Like, is this a Target? Or have I been bamboozled? I drive 30 minutes out of my way to go to, well, used to drive 30 minutes out of my way to go to Target.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done that in months now. Yeah. Months. I can't believe they had the nerve. I hadn't seen that they actually did a Pride collection. I just assumed they would skip it this year.
Oh, it was bad. They should have skipped it this year.
They should have just skipped it. If you're going to pander to the Republicans now, then do that. Don't go halfway. Yeah. No one likes that.
Be on Town Square. Do it.
Yeah, do something. Oh, my God. By the way,
what?
My mom said
she
saw liberal protesters in Carmel yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, like by the DMV. I was shocked. She said there was a sign that was like, honk if you like tacos or if you're tired of the Trump administration.
In Hamilton County?
Yes! I was stunned. like, speechless when she told me. She called me because she was like, you're not going to believe what I just saw. So for those who don't know, I live north of Indianapolis, which is unfortunately full of wealthy whites who...
It's the most conservative county in the United States per capita.
Is it really?
It is.
Well, that makes me want to die. I'll have you know, I went to the polls and I did feel out of place. I felt like I knew everyone was voting red around me.
I felt in voting too, where I knew my vote didn't count in Shelby County.
I knew. I was like, I'm a drop in this bucket.
One company that is doing something right is Marriott Bonvoy, my favorite hotel empire.
I love Marriott.
They're sponsoring Boston Pride this year, and they're not afraid of having a little DEI in there.
I feel like it's such an opportunity. This is such a capitalistic view that I'm about to spit out, but it is such a big opportunity. Well, everyone... I say everyone. A bunch of big businesses, Fortune 500 companies are getting rid of DEI. It is such a big opportunity to gain publicity by standing on business right now and saying we love gays and we love minorities in general.
Right.
We love people of color, etc. I think that is such a draw to so many people right now because we're so tired of the capitalistic overlords that it would be nice to have some humanity.
Well, that and like just from a purely capitalist perspective, gay people
have money.
More disposable income because A, we don't have kids.
Do have kids, it's because they're super rich.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like rich enough to adopt, which is an insane amount of money.
Right.
That's a whole other topic.
That's the whole thing. But yeah, no, but like pander to the gays if you're going to do it. But do it right, I guess.
Stand
Fuck
on
off,
business.
Target.
Like, you have to show up when it counts. I just don't understand. You know who else I love while we're on the... We're talking about businesses who are doing things right. Mm-hmm. Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, did you see that Ben got arrested?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For standing on business.
Good for
That's
him.
Right. He said, we're taking away medical care from children at home. And we're funding the deaths of children
in Gaza.
I'm proud of him.
And I said, yes, sir. Oh,
I'm
my
very
God.
Proud of him.
I am so obsessed. And they've been standing on business and
literally
supporting
since they were
human
founded.
Rights. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm sure that they were advocates before they founded Ben and Jerry's. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have used their business from day one to stand on the right side of history. And I think that's beautiful.
I do, too. And I think it's beautiful that Marriott sponsoring Boston Pride. Also, if you want to sponsor Bestie Approves, please sponsor
yes,
us.
Please
John Marriott. Lee. I love the JW Marriott so much. Have you seen the TikTok of the girl getting up on the Delta flight that was delayed for like 2 hours or something, and she got on that little intercom phone and started singing Moana for 45 minutes?
Yeah.
On the sea stays behind me. One day I'll know. If I go, there's just no telling how far I'll go. I know.
I can't. Whoever the flight attendant was who handed her that phone should be fired. I'm not even dramatizing it. That is so... I get you want to give a little girl her moment.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Sure.
But what? You are in such a tight space. Everyone is stressed out and sweaty. I saw other videos on this flight. People are literally sweating. It's hot.
Yeah.
You're stressed out. You're stuck on a metal tube. And you are being forced to listen to this girl have her moment. I'm so sorry. I'm sure she ate it up, but no.
That's hard. The thing that I have the problem with is, like, it's cute for the first, like, 30 seconds, right? You're like, oh, it's adorable.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And then it just keeps going and going and going and going. And I don't blame the child. I'm going to be very clear when I say, I think she said, we're stuck on a flight. And these people need to be entertained, and entertain the people I will.
I think it's very normal for a little girl to want to have her moment and sing for a crowd and whatever. Kids can't understand that crowd needs to choose to be there.
That.
It cannot be forced upon them.
But the parents also need to say, get your ass in this seat right goddamn now.
I swear to God they do. And I don't understand. Like, give her one verse. You know what? I'll be generous. Give her one song.
Yeah.
And then hang it up, mama. Hang it up.
And I know she was probably so excited because they had just gotten done with the Disney World trip. And like that was, and she was still on that high.
It was a flight to Orlando, not from.
I thought it was from Orlando. Or maybe she was going to Disney World.
Whatever. She either was way. Disneyland mindset. Yeah.
But.
Or Disney World.
What fucking point do you get up and insurrect against the parents for allowing that to happen?
I immediately, I'm side-eyeing the parents the second she starts singing, and the second song starts, I'm gonna be like, is anyone gonna get her? And also, where are the flight attendants?
Where are
the flight attendants to be like, oh, sweetie, that's it. Thank you so much.
Right. Also, the thing that, like, I think people are not giving enough thought to, when that little phone comes off the hook, all in-flight entertainment shuts down. Like, the thing, like, the Delta screen, like, doesn't, it, like, comes up saying there's an announcement going on.
Yeah, you can't get away from it.
No. Right. Oh, God.
And they, like, mm-mm.
Please control your kids. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, it's like, and I understand that kids can be incorrigible. Believe me, I do understand that it's hard to wrangle your kids. It is not hard to have your, that girl was at least like 12 years old. It is not hard to tell her she needs to be done.
The way that I would have been beaten within an inch of my life.
Like, you think she's going to hold resentment for that forever? You let her sing her little song.
Do you want to know what she's going to hold resentment for? Is being humiliated on the internet.
You letting her do that to herself is worse.
100%.
Ay.
Have you ever heard of a laboo-boo?
Yeah, they're so ugly. I'm so sorry. I know everyone loves them. They're so ugly.
So, Issa on TikTok. Have you heard this TikTok? I feel like I've sent it to you. It's this.
Is it in here?
It's right here.
The fuck is a laboo-boo? What the fuck is a laboo-boo? No, boo-boo. Laboo-boo.
I think about that TikTok millions of times every day.
That's beautiful. That's so beautiful. I follow people on TikTok who like have gotten them and whatever. I'm not trying to yuck your yum. Right. I just don't get it.
No.
I don't get it at all.
Like, is it like a Pokemon? I don't know if I fully understand. What the fuck is a laboo-boo?
It's like, okay, so this is like a whole thing that I don't know that you're aware of. Have you heard of Pop Mart?
That is who sells. Like, that's the exclusive retailer for laboo-boo.
Right.
Yeah.
There is more than laboo-boo. There are tons of these things where it's like you get the brand of what you want, but you don't know which one you're getting.
What?
There are tons of them. I have a video to send you. For those who are online, like your girl, I'm sending him Vanilla Mace right now.
What the fuck is Vanilla Mace?
Okay. It's time to talk about Vanilla Mace. Vanilla Mace is a woman of a woman. And I love her so much. Vanilla Mace, if you're hearing this, please come on the podcast and also text me and Snapchat me and Twitter me and TikTok DM me and all of the things. I love you so much. she goes to Pop Mart. And her video went like super viral because she was like, I want this one or this one, but I don't want this one. And then she opened two of the ones that she didn't want. And it was beautiful. It was so funny. She's so beautiful. I'm not going to be able to find it because she'd be posting. But anyway, there are tons of these things. I don't even know what all of them are called. But they're like a Sunny's Angel, you know? You remember those things, the little babies?
No.
That hang off your phone? No, like people at our old work used to get them.
Oh! Those little
babies with their butts out. When you
those
get,
are so weird to me.
When you get those, from my knowledge, they work like a Labubu. You don't know which one you're going to get.
So it's like a surprise every time you open it. It's like right. It's like the Vinylmation things used to be from Disney where you had no idea which one you were getting until you got it home, and that's why they were collectible.
Right. Okay. Or like the okay. Pokemon cards that are in like Happy Meals and stuff. Like it doesn't, you know what Pokemon are out there, but you don't know which one is going to be in
got
your
it.
Thing.
Okay. That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
But
now people are reselling Labubus.
For $7,000 on eBay. $7,000.
It goes against the whole concept of the thing, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, who is paying that? Who is paying for that?
People.
It's a toy.
I kind of want one.
I also just sent you a TikTok of Vanilla Mace opening. Not a Labubu, but something close. Maybe it is a Labubu. I don't know.
Oh, I know who this is.
I love her.
I love that so much.
I love her. I also, that woman I send you all the time, her name's Sriracha or Sriracha.
Yeah.
Obsessed
I love her.
With
You're
her.
Just from Indiana.
Yes! Yeah. Oh my God! Yeah. She escaped the trenches of Fort Wayne and now she's living her LA lesbian lifestyle.
Good for her.
And I love her. Sriracha and Vanilla Mace, if you want to come on the podcast, please.
You're welcome to come on anytime you want. Well, I think that's the end of today's show.
Hooray.
Thanks
Hooray.
For being here with us. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok.
Send us an email.
I set cares. Up a whole goddamn domain for us. Send us a fucking email.
Either one of us or both.
Hello at bestieapproved.com. Reach out anytime. We'll fucking talk to you. Also, tell your messiest friend about us. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. We love you. Thank you for being here. And we'll talk to you next week.
Mwah, mwah. Mwah, mwah. Bye.